for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Friday afternoon, November the 23rd, Thanksgiving weekend, teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
Church is not a recreational home. Church is a place of battle. Church is a place to fight. Church is a place to stand and take dominion over the enemy. Amen. Jesus said he wasn't sat down at the right hand of the Father till his enemies are put under his feet. Well, some of us better get busy if we expect the Lord to come back. We've got to get a lot of enemy putting under his feet. And today we're the feet to put the enemies under. We're here for Jesus. We're standing in his place. But Lord, help us to do a better job than what we've done in the past. Convict us, Lord, that we will increase in our battle and do battle on behalf of the household of faith. Well, Deuteronomy, chapter 28. Deuteronomy 28, verse 58 says, "If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, and Jesus is his name, then the Lord will make thy plagues many and great and wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed even great plagues, and of long countenance, and of sore sickness," and again he repeats it, "and of long countenance," continuance. "Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt," or the place of sin, "which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also, every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed." And today we've got diseases and plagues that are not written in this book, that are in the land. And God says that he's taking care of it right here. He said he'll bring those that are not written here. And we've got some of them in the land today. And we need to be a day of repentance and calling out on our face before God to be delivered from these sins and plagues that are upon us, the plague of cancer, the plague of heart trouble, the plague of AIDS, and other plagues that are in the land that seemingly have no cure. Cancer, look how many years they've been working on cancer, and they're no nearer really hardly to a cure than they were when they started. I believe it's a plague that God has sent upon the land, and that the only way we're going to be free from it is as we call on the name of the Lord and fall on our faces repenting for ourselves and for our ancestors. Now, you can't do anything about the sins of your ancestors. How the tree fell, it's fallen. But we can do something about the sins of our ancestors that have come down to you and me, that have visited to us. You say, how? Well, I had to study to find out how when I was confronted with this, because I couldn't see. I thought and I believed from my traditional teaching that when I got saved, all of these things were taken care of. First of all, I believed that when I got saved, I was delivered from all the demons and such as that. In fact, I never heard any teaching on it until the middle 60s when Brother Derek Prince came along and a man named Williams that has been a friend of ours, and a man named Duncan. They're the first people I ever heard teach about. Oh, and Brother Hagin teach about demons. And this was in the middle 60s. But I was of the opinion and believed that when I got saved, anything like that was taken care of. But I couldn't, you couldn't quite put your finger on why you had certain problems. And then you begin to understand and begin to realize that maybe it was demons. Then you come to the realization that it really was. And then when you got delivered or got somebody prayed for you or you sought the Lord, there's more than one way to get deliverance. My, there was great deliverance here this morning in the praise and worship that we had here this morning and again this afternoon. There was great deliverance in that. There is great deliverance in praise and worship. One of the greatest ways of deliverance. Then there's deliverance by falling on your face and calling on the name of the Lord. There's deliverance through the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus. Then there's deliverance in the name of Jesus, just plain cast it out. But You see, you have to, if you know of a situation and condition, you have to desire that. You can't say, well, that's not so, and then expect to be delivered, because you'll not get any deliverance. You can say, well, maybe it's so. Lord, help me. The Lord will help you. Because there are areas of our lives that we have problems in or have situations that we really are not aware of until the Lord reveals it through a discernment or through a prophetic word or something happens in our lives. We're not aware of it. But the Lord is able to deliver us in our ignorance, and He does, most of us. Thank the Lord for it. Well, anyway, I had to find an answer for these things as to how this could be, because I believe that when I got saved, all this was taken care of, all the curses were broken, and I in no way was under any curse at all, because that all got taken care of when I got saved. Well, I began to search the Scripture after I was confronted with these things to find the answers. I found that in John 3:16 it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." What'd that say? What'd I just say? It said God so loved the world that what did He do? That's not. That sounds wonderful, doesn't it? It is wonderful. Is the world saved? But He gave His Son that the world could be saved. Well, what's the rest of Scripture say? That whosoever believeth. So we have to believe. And then we'd be saved. I found the same to be so under curses. Galatians 3:13. That Jesus became a curse, so I don't have to bear the curse. But it is not automatic. Just as I'm not saved, just because God said He gave His Son for my salvation, I'm not saved unless I believe. The same is true of the curse. We must apply and appropriate the fact that Jesus became the curse. And that is the word, "It is written, Satan, Jesus became the curse for me, so I don't have to bear the curse." And that is our authority to break the curse. When we confess it, if we have been at fault at it, or if we're aware of it, and we've prayed for people, most of the time, the biggest problem is in the occult. And the occult seems to have, even though the occult in the Scripture only carries a four-generation curse, the occult seems to hold on to people for many generations back. We have had, where one time we went back for 50 generations before we felt the party was free from the curse that they were carrying of the occult. And so, but that had nothing to do with the salvation of their ancestors. That was only because a familiar spirit had come down, was coming down through the family line and had a right to that person because of the sins of the ancestors that had been repeated and repeated and repeated and repeated, and was being repeated again in this person until they came and wanted deliverance from it, or the Lord revealed it, and then they were prayed for and set free and broke the line, the curse. Stopped it, broke it, put an end to it. And the same, and I believe that mothers and fathers can stand for their children that are under their roof and have the authority to break the curses off of them that are down on them that have come down through, or the sins that they have committed, which has allowed a curse to be placed upon you that you haven't repented of. If you've been involved in the occult and you are saved, now I'm not saying that this is of everybody, but most people have not repented fully of being involved in the occult, even though they're saved. And we find a lot of people that is not true, but there are many, many people that it is true. And they must confess that they've been involved. Now, Doc can stand here and teach. In fact, one day he should teach on this, because he can teach it from experience. And Doc had to, after he got saved, he had lots and lots of problems about the occult and had to do lots of repenting because of the occult in his family. And he needs to teach on that one camp meeting. Maybe Christmas, Doc, you should have an afternoon here and teach on what you understand about the occult. Because you have first-hand experience of it. That's not me standing here telling somebody else's experience. But these things, they have to be confessed and they have to be broken to set the captives free. Alcohol, drugs, other areas. Sometimes this isn't always true, but once in a while the demons will come out screaming. Sometimes, but that isn't necessary. Sometimes they'll come out coughing. Sometimes you'll vomit. We've seen all of these things. Sometimes you'll only yawn. Sometimes you won't even hardly do that. And you're just as free as the person who had the wildest manifestation. So it doesn't have to be a great... And in fact, We here take authority over these things so that we don't believe in allowing the devil to put a show on. And basically, most of the time, that's what it is. Not always. Once in a while, I listen. Once in a while, God allows it so a skeptic will believe, because they say, oh, there's nothing to it, you know. And God, you know, I had to have a first-hand experience, and so did Irma. Well, me more than her, really, that a Christian could have a demon. I had to have a first-hand show that a Christian, a man I knew, was saved and had the Holy Spirit. I knew the man, and God gave a first-hand experience to that man that a Christian could have a demon. And it took, and but the minute it happened, I had no more problem. My theology changed instantly. My Pentecostal background went out the door on that phrase immediately. But up until that moment, man, you couldn't convince me that no demon can cross the bloodline. I'm saved. I know a way. I found out the bloodline only applies to where I have repented and asked the Lord to forgive me. And if there's areas of my life that I haven't repented of, the bloodline's not there yet. You got to get rid of that. Then the blood will take care of that area, as long as you don't do it over sin again. So you got to keep yourself clean when the Lord cleanses you up. Okay, so Galatians 3:13, I found, was my answer to go with John 3:16. That Jesus became the curse, so I don't have to bear. So this afternoon, Herman's going to come, and I know what she's going to say for a few minutes. Then we're going to pray. We're going to stand against these curses of the occult, curses of incest, curses of homosexuality, lesbianism, curses of bestiality, curses of adultery and fornication, and all of these areas. We'll try to cover them, and then if there's areas that we don't, maybe Gene will. He's got a list. No, maybe you don't have with him. Of this particular area, get one of the books back there, and to just find that area. Yeah, there's one right there. And we're just going to work in this area for the rest of the afternoon here now, and believe that the Lord is going to bring deliverance and set the captives free in these areas that we have been talking about, and whatever Irma's going to talk about here for a few minutes.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me back there? Jeremiah 5. The Holy Spirit spoke to me about this last night, and I had to quickly look up some scriptures I knew a little bit. He spoke to me about my people who do not tremble at my word. You ever heard of anything about that in the Bible? Okay. Let's read Jeremiah 5. Start at 19. It shall come to pass when he shall say, wherefore doeth the Lord our God all these things unto us? Then shalt thou answer them. Now, I want to make it very clear here. By theory, we have everything in the book, don't we? By theory. Experientially, we haven't entered into, I don't think, more than half of what the Lord has for us. Do you understand that part? Experientially, once you experience something, nobody can talk you out of it. Now, by theory, the Lord has promised us all these promises. Wherefore doeth the Lord our God all these things unto us? Then shalt thou answer them, like as ye have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Declare this in the house of Jacob and publish it in Judah, saying. Now, the Cameron's thing, send Judah first, you know, the praisers. There may be lots of Judah's tribes sitting in here today that you may not even know you're the tribe of Judah, but you're coming out. The praisers, what a way to fight a war. Send out the praisers and the singers. But that's the way the Lord did it. And they've come to America to yes, he's still doing it. With praise and worship, you can come into such blessedness of the Lord. So we need to declare this and keep on saying that. Send Judah first. Hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes to see not, which have ears and hear not. You know, we've heard lots of sermons. I've been hearing sermons in the Pentecostal realm since I was 10 years old. But lots of things has not really penetrated or haven't really had experientially experiences about all the things people say that we can have or that the Word says it. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. I don't think very many Christians really fear God, do you? They just go about in their merry way and they have no fear of God. Now, the fear of God is a reverential fear. I don't mean to say that you have to be scared of him, but you better reverence him and realize that what he says, he means. Will ye not tremble at my presence? Have you ever just felt the presence of God so strong and yet you trembled at it? You trembled at his presence. That's a good feeling. Which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass it, and through the waves thereof toss them, and though the waves thereof toss them themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. But this people have the revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. The majority of the church today is basically rebellious. We have had that born in us, rebellion. We don't have to pay too much attention to the Word of God, but we really need to pay a lot of attention to the Word of God, and the only way you're going to pay attention is to read it and study it and meditate on it and allow the Holy Spirit to convict our hearts. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God that giveth the rain, both the former and the latter rain, in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities, listen to this. Glenn was talking about this. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. How many feel that your sins and iniquities that you've missed so much that you could have, if you would only known? I always say, oh, I wish I'd only known this when I was 10 years old. When I was 12 years old, it would have saved a lot of heartache. And our children, we could have saved a lot of heartache with our children if we would have only known. And we've had many good things withholden from us. But the Lord wants to pour out these blessings on us. He wants to heal our bodies. He wants us to walk in divine health. He has all that for us, and yet we have missed it because of our sins and our iniquities. For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that setteth snares. They set a trap. They catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Glenn was talking about deceit a while ago. A lot of people snitch on their tithes. They say they can't afford to pay their tithes. You can't afford not to pay your tithes. You're robbing God when you don't pay your tithes and give your offerings. And that is not good. I mean, you might rob your penny bank, but when you start robbing God, that's another whole situation. They are waxen fat, they shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Our nation is starting to reap the judgments of the Lord. And we have no idea what they're all going to come to, all these judgments. We just have to ask him to help us and forgive us for not obeying his word. I mean, it should start with each one of us, not just the government. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely. The priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? Now, I can remember. Now, when Daniel came out of the lion's den, you remember that the people trembled? Even the king trembled. Let's just turn to that real quick in Daniel 6. I have a new Bible. I can't throw this Bible through like my old one. 6:25. Then King Darius wrote unto all people and nations and languages that dwelt in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. Wasn't that good from the king? I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. He has come out of the lion's den. Now, you know that each one of you has Jesus in you. You realize that? Can we say, Christ Jesus liveth in me? Isn't that phenomenal? Christ Jesus liveth in me. He's in us. And many times when we come into the presence of people with demonic powers on them or in them, they will be afraid of us. I remember they brought a girl here, or they called and told us they were bringing a girl here from a university of a state, several states away, and that she had many personalities and really needed help. So they were to come Saturday afternoon, I think about 4 or 5. Well, I was uptown, and when I came in, they were already here. When I walked in that door, this girl jumped up and ran like she was wild and got under the piano. She was a beautiful girl. She was an engineering student. And she even, they called her to the Pentagon because she was so intelligent. Of course, one of these spirits that she had in her was an engineering spirit in her. It helped her. It told her things that even the Pentagon, the highest of scientists, did not even know. Well, I walked up to her and I said, honey, you don't have to be afraid of me. And she was just trembling from head to foot. You see, the devils were trembling. She probably thought it was her trembling, but it was the enemy in her was trembling because he knew his time was short. And we finally coaxed her out. But I'll never forget the first time I ever heard Dr. Derek Prince speak. I mean, I trembled. I trembled at the words he was telling us. It was something I had never heard before. And I stood up to engineers and men. I wasn't afraid of them. But I was afraid of him. I mean, I didn't want to get near him. I did not even want to go into his services. And I tried to get out of it. If I could, I faked a headache and everything else to keep from going in there. And I would just tremble. I mean, it wasn't just being scared. I trembled from my whole body trembled. But I thought it was me. And I kept thinking, what is wrong with me? Why am I scared of this? But you see, it was the enemy that was inside of me that knew their time was short. And I tell you, I had a hard time with it. Glenn was talking about his theology changing. Well, from the very first time I heard that sermon, I knew. You see, you grow up in a preacher's home, you see a lot of things go on, and you wonder, what in the world? What made those people do that? And beats up his wife and comes to the parsonage, and they have to pray this through and all this kind of stuff. And I used to think, well, that man is so spiritual. I wonder what made him do that. I never knew it was the devil. Never even thought about the devil. But anyway, when Brother Prince had called out some spirits and he was, I walked over to Glenn. I had come out of the meeting and I was scared half to death anyway. And they were praying with this man that I knew. And all of a sudden, this spirit spoke right out of him and said, "My name is Pride." Oh my land! I just almost fell dead from fright. I ran out of that. In the Hilton Hotel in Chicago. I ran out of there, took the elevator and went up to my room, took two tranquilizers, jumped in bed, covered up my head. I was already a grandmother. I'm telling you, it was earth-shaking to me. And I knew that I had some demons when he got through with that sermon. But I didn't know what to do about it, and I sure was afraid to go up to him. I didn't want to. How many have felt fear in this place even today? Have you felt some fear? Yes. Upstairs, we prayed a lot about fear today and about, some of these sexual sins. But anyway, to make a long story short, I eventually, every deliverance man that came along, I got some more prayer because I liked what I felt after it was all over. And you will be all the better this afternoon. Can you see where Glenn was coming from, where the Bible was coming from, that all these things that are in our bloodline that needs to be confessed? You see that? How many see that? How many want help from that? We have no idea really what all is in our bloodline that may crop out in our children, in our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. I mean, we've got to come to some grips about why is the body of Christ sick? Why are all of us have some sort of infirmity? To me, I know in the aerospace industry, we had troubleshooting charts when things would go wrong with the missiles. They'd have a symptom. What the thing was doing, you know, didn't fly, something didn't work. And then they'd have probable cause, and then they'd have remedy. We'd type hundreds of pages of these troubleshooting charts. Well, I think we Christians should have a few troubleshooting charts. We have symptoms. We have the probable cause. We know what the probable cause is, don't we now, Gene? It's the enemy. And then we know the remedy. Jesus came to set the captives free, didn't he? And we're going to confess right now. We're going to confess these sins. How many believe in confession? We ought to be confessing more and more and more every day of the sins that we do daily. And then the enemy won't be able to strike us. Whenever there's sin, he can strike. Wherever there's sin on us, he can come whenever he pleases and strike in that area. He cannot strike anywhere where the Holy Spirit is operating in our life. But he can strike in any place where there's sin in our life. and he can strike in this bloodline that we've been talking about. See, in the last chapter of Joel, turn there. I hope I can find it in this Bible. Joel 3:21. It says, "For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion." You know, in Obadiah it talks about deliverers shall come forth in Zion. There shall be deliverance in Mount Zion. And that's where we are today in the timetable of the Lord. There is deliverance. We're marching to Zion. We've sung that song for years. But we're closer now than we've ever been, aren't we? We're coming up in the Spirit. And the Bible talks about walking in the Spirit. We live too much in our carnal nature. We live too much through carnality and what we would like and our likes. But we want to be like Jesus. And if you want to be like Jesus, you read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John and see what Jesus was like and what he did. You may face a few legions. If you want to be like Jesus, you're going to have to face these things. I get these calls that are so bad, and I hold my head and I say, "Oh Lord, I can't face that today." But by the time that people get here and we all begin to pray, the Holy Spirit just takes over, and Jesus does it anyway. It's us. It's only the Jesus that's in us, our authority. The more authority, the more delivered you get, the more authority you're going to have over these evil spirits. And we need more authority in the pulpit. We need more authority in the deacons and the ministries of the Lord. We need it. We need it bad. I pray, "Lord, give me more authority over these terrible things that are happening in the body of Christ. So much sexual sins, so many diseases that are just blow your mind. So many things happening with little children and molestation. And we do as the church, as the body of Christ, how many believe we do have authority over those things? But we must take authority. We're in a battle, but most people haven't showed up for the battle. We're supposed to be warriors in the body of Christ, but they haven't showed up for the battle. It takes everybody in unity to pray about these terrible things that's going on even in our government. We can change governments. You think you can't change governments? You can change things through prayer. I've always said, if the people who were marching around and laying in front of abortion clinics would spend that same amount of time in intercessory prayer, they would have a lot, they'd come out feeling a lot better than coming out feeling being in jail. We need more prayer. We need more confession. Now, are we ready to confess our sins this afternoon? How many believe in confession? Are you with me or not? Okay, let's pray. Let's get right with it. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, we realize after hearing the teaching today that we need to repent because we have done these things in ignorance. We haven't read our word, and we haven't known. But today we've heard, and we want to walk in this truth. We want to come out of enemy territory. We want the enemy out of us. We need your blood, Jesus, to come and wash us. Wash our minds. Wash our subconscious minds. All the pornography that we have looked at. All the sexual sins that we have watched on TV. All these sins that we have committed ourselves, the sins of bestiality, the sins of incest, the sins of illegitimacy, anything in our bloodline that we are ignorant of, Lord, we ask you to please forgive us and wash our blood and cleanse our minds. Lord, we want to be restored. We want to walk in health. We need your word, Lord. And you say, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. You taught us to pray, "Our Father." Then you said, "Deliver us from all evil." This afternoon we're saying, "Deliver us from all evil. Deliver us out of the hands of the enemy. We hate him. We submit to God. God. We resist him. And your word says that he has to flee. We believe it. And we believe you're going to do something. You're going to change us. We're going to be different. Just stay in that attitude, and Glenn's going to come, and we're going to start calling these sexual sins out.
The spirit of guilt.
Yes.
Irma, I want you to tell about the lady that we prayed for here that had such guilt. She was almost 70 years old from being molested.
Oh yes.
Spirit of guilt.
Incest. I think it was Patty and I, we had her. We often pray for things in private like this, but now nobody knows what's going to happen here today. They don't know if you've committed bestiality, incest, or anything, and it's none of the... But this lady come to us and wanted to be prayed for in private, and she was pretty old, almost as old as me, or older. And so we took her back here, and we prayed for her because she said her brother, I think it was, had molested her when she was a little girl, and she really hated men from then on. She had never married, and she just had this on her conscience all the time that it was her fault. See, the devil tried to say it was her fault and told her that, and she lived in such guilt. It wasn't her fault because she was a very little girl. But we prayed with her, and she came forth in victory. And what do you think she did? She came out to the congregation after that service and stood up and prophesied and had never done that. Then we had another woman that we've known since before we were married, and she wrote us about a 10-page letter. You know, it's hard to get all these things confessed, and sometimes they go around and around the mulberry bush before they get to the point. And she wrote this long, long letter. She never married. And she said, now, when you come to the Western states, I want you to pray for me about my brother molesting me, incest. So I wrote her back and said we would. Well, she came to the service with some other friends of ours and quite a few people there, and we never had a chance to really pray for her in private. So during the deliverance service, and Glenn was calling out spirits, I went over, put my hands on her, and got my mouth down on her ear, and I told that spirit of guilt and incest to come out of her in the name of Jesus. And she started coughing and bringing it out. See, the Holy Spirit, we drink it in, and the evil spirits, he mimics everything that God does, the devil mimics. And evil spirits, we breathe them out. We breathe in the Holy Spirit. We breathe out evil spirits or call them out or whatever. Anyway, she had never married. And that was in early part of the year. And in August, she met a man and got married. And she's living happily ever after. Isn't that beautiful of the Lord? Isn't that beautiful? And she felt so guilty, you see. Guilt is a terrible thing. Jesus came to set us free. We were guilty sinners, but when we repent, he's going to... Our whole outlook will change on life. Everything will change. Now, we're going to come against these sexual sins, all kinds of sexual sins, and you just let them go.
And don't worry about somebody sitting beside you. Just worry, just take care of yourself. And Doc and Patty and Irma and I we will be, and Earlene and Linda will be available to help with if any needed.
And abortions too. We didn't talk about that.
Well, we'll take care of that.
The sexual line too.
Father, I come in the name of the Lord Jesus, that name that's above every name. I stand here in the authority of the name of Jesus, and I take dominion over every evil spirit or every demon power or every familiar spirit that is in this place this afternoon. And I bind it to the day of judgment in the name of Jesus, and I bind it and ask for the angels of the Lord to come and take these spirits and bind them up until Jesus judges them at the day of judgment. I thank you for it, Father, for I ask it in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus. I bind them that they shall not tear. They shall not harm anybody. They will not be able to harass or to cause any problems. For I take that authority in the name of the Lord Jesus, and they have to obey because Jesus is Lord. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Now I come against the spirit of fear. I bind the spirit of fear, any fear that's in this place this afternoon, spirits of fear, I bind you and I break your dominion in Jesus' name over every person here. I command the spirits of fear to come out of the people in the name of the Lord. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of fear, come out. Spirits of guilt, I bind and break your dominion over these people in the name of the Lord. Spirits of guilt, come out in Jesus' name. I break your dominion. Come out in the name of the Lord. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. Now I come against the spirit of abortion. The spirit of abortion, that may be in the man or the woman, and the guilt of it. I take authority over the spirit of abortion, and I bind its power and break its dominion and the guilt of it in Jesus' name. I loose these people. The blood of Jesus cleanses and forgives, and I loose them from it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you're merciful and that you forgive. If we confess our sins, you say you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And I thank you for it, Father, and I praise you for it. I thank you, Lord, for forgive us. Now, spirit of guilt and spirit of abortion, I bind and break your dominion in Jesus' name over these people. Come out of them in the name of the Lord. Come out. Set them free in Jesus' name. I break your dominion over them. Come out in Jesus' name. Now I come against the spirit of incest. I bind and break the curse of incest. I go back for 30 generations. The curse of incest over those present here this afternoon, male or female. I break the curse of it that they've inherited, or if they've been involved in it, I break the curse from them. I break the curse from their children. I loose them from the curse of incest in Jesus' name. I rebuke the cursed spirit of incest, and I bind and break its dominion in Jesus' name. You familiar spirit of incest? The Lord rebuke you, and I break your dominion over these people. Loose them in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Spirit of incest, I break your dominion. Come out. Spirit of adultery, I bind and break your power. Spirit of guilt with it, I break your power. The blood of Jesus cleanses. I loose these people from it in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirit of adultery, spirit of fornication, I break the curse of it. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Spirit of rebellion, I've cursed and break the powers and spirits of rebellion of the occult. I come against the spirits of the occult. Break the powers of the occult and the rebellion against God that comes with the occult. I break the dominion of it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, spirits of the occult. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Spirits of the occult, loose these people. Come out of them in the name of the Lord. Jesus is Lord, and I break your dominion over those present here in Jesus' name. Come out of them. Come out. Come out. I bind you to the day of judgment. Come out. You have to obey. Jesus is Lord. The blood of Calvary cleanses and washes as white as snow. Satan, your guilt is gone. Jesus' blood cleanses. I break the powers of guilt. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. Powers of the occult, spirits of the occult, I break the powers of it. Fortune telling, Ouija board, I break the powers of the occult. Satanism, I come against the spirits of Satanism. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. Come out, come out. I break the dominion of it in the name of the Lord. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, come out. I break your dominion over these people in the name of the Lord. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. I break your dominion. Come out. Come out, spirits of the occult. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, spirits of rebellion. I break your dominion over these people in the name of the Lord. And anyone who hears this tape, I apply the same authority and power to the words on this tape or anybody listens to it in Jesus' name. I break the bondage of Satan and the bondage of sin. I come against it in Jesus' name, and I loose us from it in the name of the Lord. Spirits of the occult that causes a breakup of homes and divorce, I come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. You occult spirit that causes divorce, I break your powers in the name of the Lord. I loose you from it in Jesus' name. In spirit of osmosis, I bind and break your dominion over every household here today in Jesus' name. Loose them. Come out in the name of the Lord. I break your dominion over them in Jesus' name. Break the curse of the bastard. Break the curse of the bastard. I break that dominion. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. I go back for 15, 20 generations. Break the curse of the bastard over every family present here today in Jesus' name. I loose the children from it in the name of the Lord. I bind and break the spirit of it in Jesus' name. And I loose us from it in the name of the Lord. Spirit of sodomy, I break your curse of sodomy. In Jesus' name. I break that dominion in Jesus' name. Loose these people. Come out of them. In Jesus' name. Spirit of homosexuality. I come against that foul spirit. I break its dominion over these people. I bind them. That spirit of homosexuality. I break the curse of it in the name of Jesus over every person present here in Jesus' name. You foul spirit of homosexuality. You spirit of darkness. I bind and break your dominion. Spirit of lesbianism. I come against the spirit of lesbianism. I break your dominion. I loose these people from it in the name of the Lord. I break your dominion, spirit of lesbianism. Come out. Come out. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Spirit of homosexuality, come out in the name of Jesus. I bind you. I put the blood to cleanse and to wash. I take your rights away. You spirits of sexuality, of homosexuality, lesbianism, spirits of fornication, spirits of adultery, I put the blood to cleanse and to wash. I take your rights away. I break your dominion. Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, I thank you for it. I praise you for it in Jesus' name. I thank you for it. Spirits of filth and profanity. Spirits of profanity and filth in the sexual areas. I break that curse in Jesus' name. I loose us from it. I put the blood to cleanse and to wash. Spirit of pornography. You foul spirits of pornography. I bind and break your dominion over these people in the name of the Lord. I bind your power. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Spirits of pornography. I bind your power. Break your dominion. I put the blood to cleanse the subconscious mind of pornography. I apply the blood of the Lord Jesus to our subconscious mind to cleanse from the spirits of pornography. I put the blood of Jesus, the blood of Calvary, I put it to cleanse spirits of perversion. You spirits of perversion, I bind and break your dominion over male and female. I break the spirits of perversion, the familiar spirit of perversion. I bind and break his dominion over these people in Jesus' name. Loose them in Jesus' name. I come against the spirits of drugs, pharmakia, spirit of pharmakia. I bind and break your dominion over these people in Jesus' name. Spirits of drugs, come out in the name of Jesus. I loose us from the spirits of drugs in Jesus' name. I break your dominion over these people in the name of the Lord. Father, I thank you for it. I praise you for it in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of lust. Lust in men, lust in women. I bind and break your dominion in Jesus' name. You foul spirits of lust, I bind your power and break your dominion in Jesus' name. I loose these people from it in the name of the Lord. Father, I put the blood of Jesus to cleanse. And you devils, I bind and break your dominion over these people. I bind you over these in Jesus' name. Satan, you have to obey. I take authority over you, Satan. In Jesus' name, I take authority, and you have to come out. You have to set these people free in Jesus. I put the blood to cleanse and to wash the areas of their life. Satan writes to them. I put the blood of Jesus to wash the areas of their life. And I come against these spirits in Jesus' name. The familiar spirit of the ancestral heritage. I bind and break its power in Jesus' name. Spirits of heart trouble. Spirits of high blood pressure. I bind your power. I break your dominion. Spirits of sugar diabetes, hyperglycemia. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. I come against you. I bind your power. I break your dominion in the name of Jesus. I loose you. Spirits of liver troubles, kidney problems. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Spirits of problems in the bowels, problems in the intestines, in the stomach. I bind and break your dominion in Jesus' name. I bind your power. I break your dominion in the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord, Satan, and I break your dominion over us today in Jesus' name. I loose us from it in the name of the Lord. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. I break your power and your dominion. Come out in the name of the Lord. I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. I come against a spirit of legion. Legion, I bind you. I bind you, legion. I break your dominion over those present here today. Every spirit of legion that has a control over anybody here today, I break your dominion over these people in Jesus' name. I break your power. Spirit of legion, I bind you and break your dominion in Jesus' name. I break your spirit. Spirit of mockery, I bind the spirit of mockery. Break the dominion of it in Jesus' name in this place today. I bind the spirit of mockery in Jesus' name. I break the powers of it in spirit of insanity. I come against the spirit of insanity. I bind your power over the mind. Spirit of insanity, I bind and break your dominion over these people, over every one of us in the name of the Lord. Spirit of insanity, I break your dominion. Father, I come against the spirit of forgetfulness in my own mind and others. I bind and break the curse of forgetfulness over my mind, over others' minds here today. You spirit of forgetfulness, the Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you. I break your dominion over my mind and over others' minds here today. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. I break your power over us in the name of the Lord. Spirit of fever. I come against the spirit of fever. I break a curse of fever in Jesus' name. Running a low-grade fever. Fever without cause. I break that curse of fever. Break the dominion have it in the name of the Lord. Thank you for it, Father. Praise you for it. Thank you, Jesus. I come against the spirit of herpes in Jesus' name. Anyone who has herpes, in Jesus' name, I rebuke that spirit of herpes, a spirit of yeast. I make that curse in Jesus' name. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Spirit of yeast and herpes, I break the dominion of it over us here in Jesus' name. I praise you for it, Lord. I thank you for it. Thank you. Spirit of fantasy. I come against the spirit of fantasy. Fantasy, I bind and break your dominion in Jesus' name. Loose these people from it. Come out. Spirit of fantasy, the Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you. Break your dominion over these people in the name of the Lord. Spirit of harlotry. I come against the spirit of harlotry. I break your dominion over these people. Loose us from it. Spirit of harlotry, the Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I break your power and dominion. Spirit of rape. Spirit of rape, I bind you and break your power. Anyone, everyone here who ever had been raped, I break the curse of rape. And anyone here who might have a spirit of rape, I break that curse. I bind that spirit of rape and break the power of it in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for it. I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. Praise you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for all that you've done for us and all that you're doing for us. I praise you for it, Lord. I thank you for it. Father, I thank you for the authority of your name, of the name of your Son, Jesus. In Jesus' name, said that you give us authority. And Jesus, you said that in my name, we would lay hands on the sick and they'd recover. They'd committed any sins, they'd be forgiven them. And that in your name, we would set the captives free. And in your name, we would cast out devils. And this afternoon, we come and take that place of authority as a priest in this household this afternoon. Stand in the name of the Lord. Rebuke these foul spirits in Jesus' name. Break their dominion over everybody present here this afternoon. Loose us from the authority of it in the name of Jesus. Spirits of insanity, I rebuke you. Spirits of insanity, I rebuke you. I break your dominion over these people in Jesus' name. Spirits of insanity, come out of them in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Spirit of insanity, I break your dominion. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your powers in your in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Spirits of confusion, I bind you. Spirits of confusion that keeps us from understanding the Scripture. And spirit of forgetfulness that keeps us from remembering when we read the Scripture. I come against the spirit of forgetfulness. I rebuke you over our minds. Spirit of forgetfulness, come out. Spirit of confusion, come out. So that we can rightly divide the Word and so that we can retain it. Be able to tell Satan, it is written, and be our defense. Father, I praise you and I thank you for it. Spirit of insanity, come out. Spirit of personalities, different personalities. I bind the spirits of different personalities, and I break your dominion over everyone present here who has problems in that area. Schizophrenia, spirit of schizophrenia, the Lord rebuke you. I bind and break your dominion in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Schizophrenia, come out. Come out of these people, spirits of schizophrenia. Come out in the name of the Lord. Spirits of double personalities, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord, and you're not Lord. You are rebuked in the name of Jesus. I take dominion and authority over you, and I break your dominion over those present here this afternoon who are bound in these areas, and I loose them from it in the name of the Lord. I thank you for it, Father, for the authority of it in Jesus' name. Come out, you foul spirits of personalities, of schizophrenia. Come out in the name of the Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord, and I break your dominion. Satan, I bind you, Satan. I break your dominion. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for it. I praise you for hearing our petitions this afternoon. I thank you for it, for we come in the name of Jesus. We ask in the name that's above every name, that name to which Satan and all demons and we and everyone must bow to the name of Jesus. Satan, demons, bow to the name of Jesus and come out this afternoon. In Jesus' name, I command you to come out. Break your dominion. Come out in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Father. Praise you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sing some courses of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for the blood that cleanses and washes. We thank you for the blood that cleanses us. We thank you for the authority that takes away Satan's right, that breaks his dominion over us. We thank you for the blood. I praise you for it, Father. I praise you for it. I thank you, Lord, for Calvary. I thank you for the authority of the name of Jesus. I praise you for it. Thank you, Father. Praise you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Sick soul, washing every stain. Yesterday, today, forever, it remains unchanged. The power of the blood is still the same. The power of the blood is still the same. Lifting up the sin sick soul, washing every stain. Yesterday, today, forever, it remains unchanged. The power of the blood is still the same. The power of the blood is still the same. Lifting up the sin-sick soul, washing every stain. Yesterday, today, forever, it remains unchanged. The power all the blood is still the same. The power of the blood is still the same. Lifting up the sin-sick soul, washing every stain. Yesterday, today, forever, it remains unchanged. The power of the blood is still the same. Bringing the weary souls perfect rest. Bringing the broken heart happiness.
Amen, amen.
The one lost in sin into the fold again. The power of the blood is still the same.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.